Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Elin Electronics Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by JM Financial. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of JM Financial, I welcome everyone to Q2 FY24 earnings conference call of Elin Electronics Limited. Today we have from the management Mr. Kamal Sethia, Managing Director, Mr. Sanjeev Sethia, Director, Mr. Akash Sethia, Business Strategy, and Mr. R.K. Chajjar, CFO of the company. We will begin with the opening remarks from the management, after which we will take the questions from the participants. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much, Vaibhav. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sanjeev Sethia, and we also have on call today our Managing Director, Mr. Kamal Sethia, Mr. Akash Sethia, who looks at strategy, and our CFO, Mr. R.K. Chajjar. Thank you very much for joining our earnings call for the quarter and half-year ended September 2023. Coming to our overall performance for the quarter, consolidated revenues for the quarter was rupees 2,733 million against rupees 3,103 million in the same period last year, down 12% on a year-on-year basis. On a QoQ basis, it was up from INR 2,538 million by 8%. The key factors for decline in revenue on a year-on-year basis are as follows: forward shift in festival season by 1 month this year as compared to last year, softer raw material prices leading to decline in overall BOM and therefore pricing of finished product. This is despite volume growth in most categories with the exception of fans and small appliances. On a QoQ basis, we are up 8% on the back of better volumes across categories and largely stable pricing QoQ. Gross margins improved by 100 BPS year-on-year on the back of softer raw material prices. Consolidated EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 99 million against rupees 313 million in the same period last year. Key factors for this are as follows: lower revenues of INR 370 million during the quarter on a year-on-year basis, negative operating leverage because of annual increase in various cost items led by employee cost. We are strengthening our organizational structure with key hires that are reflecting immediately in the cost, but of course will take some time to show results, leading to lower EBITDA margins. We have also taken provisions of INR 17 million during the quarter, 14 million pertaining to inventories, non-cash item during the quarter in line with our policy of recognizing slow and non-moving inventory, and 3 million INR pertaining to provision for warranties. Consolidated PAT for the quarter was rupees 32 million against rupees 172 million in the same period last year. Our liquidity position remains strong with a net cash of INR 700 million as at September 2023. All our term loans have been repaid. As such, our finance costs have dropped substantially from INR 41 million to INR 13 million. Income from FD, which is proceeds of IPO money which was put in as FD, is shown as other income of INR 20 million for the quarter. Our CapEx in Q2 FY24 was rupees 34 million and half-year 24 was 76 million. While we had earlier guided for CapEx in the range of 200 million-225 million for the full year FY24, we will scale it back to INR 175 million-200 million in light of the weak macro demand. Our working capital as at September 2023 is a net 71 days against 63 days last year. Inventory is at higher than normal levels due to slower than anticipated offtake from customers. We are in active discussions with our customer to liquidate this over the course of this financial year. Now I would like to share with you the performance and strategy in each of our businesses going forward. Please refer to slide 5 of the presentation. In lighting, fans and switch segment, the revenue for the quarter was INR 796 million against INR 873 million in the same quarter last year. This was primarily driven by a reduction in revenue from LED lighting by rupees 52 million and flashlight by INR 22 million. LED lighting ex flashlight declined from INR 695 million last year to INR 643 million, led primarily by softer raw material price as well as price erosion in certain categories. The price erosion has been led by a combination of intense competition as well as change in specification and engineering. This is despite 14% volume growth year on year in lighting, LED lighting across subcategories. To grow this business, we are at advanced stage of discussions with Signify on the matter of exclusivity. We are very optimistic for a favorable resolution by the end of this year, that's December 2023. Regarding our fan business, revenue from our TPW fan business is ramping up, although slower than anticipated. We are also in discussion with the top 5 OEM for supply of TPW fans. We'll update on the status by next quarter. Our BLDC fans are under quality testing with a couple of leading OEMs. We will update on this by next quarter also. Please refer to slide 6 of the presentation. In the small appliance segment, revenue declined from rupees 872 million last quarter to rupees 690 million in this quarter. This was primarily driven by a reduction in kitchen and home care revenues from rupees 694 million to rupees 459 million. Revenue from irons decreased by INR 122 million, while mixer grinder and hand blender sales declined by rupees 105 million. These declines were led by both volume and realization decline. This ties in with my earlier comment about the weak macro situation leading to tepid demand for consumer durables and white goods. In our earlier earning calls, we had discussed our intent of setting up an additional assembly line of mixer grinders in our Ghaziabad factory, which will reduce cost, saving expected on basis of packing, freight, etc., help us attract the more entry and mid-range brand as well as cater to private label brand of e-retail and model retail. The exercise would be completed by Q4 FY24. As explained earlier, we expect full benefit of this to come only in fiscal year 25. Revenue from personal care division was up from INR 178 million to INR 231 million in the current quarter. This was largely on back of addition of trimmers to the portfolio. Please refer to slide 7 of the presentation. In the FHP motor segment, revenues were up from rupees 535 million to rupees 557 million, primarily driven by increase in revenue from motors of consumer durables by INR 62 million, which was up on the back of sharp volume growth in chimney motors. Revenue from sales of fan motors declined from INR 68 million to INR 43 million. We expect to commence AC ODU motor sales in Q3 FY24 that will ramp up in the subsequent quarters. Status of new products in pipeline is shared on slide 10 of the presentation. Overall, Q2 FY24 has been an extremely challenging quarter for us. It is pertinent to share some perspective on the macro situation. In our view, overall demand seems sluggish in the consumer durable FMEG space. We are seeing this across categories of lighting, fans, and small appliances. Further, due to sluggish demand, there's a heightened competition within brands. This has led to pricing pressures on companies like us manufacturing for them. The pricing pressure is not merely in the context of softer raw material prices, but there's also a push by brands to us to engage in value engineering activities to drive the bomb down of the products. The tepid demand scenario has also meant that our capacity utilization has been below par. Most categories are operating between 45 to 65% utilization level, single shift spaces, with the exception of lighting business where it is around 70%. As of now, for the full year FY24, we believe we will be flat to negative 5% compared to FY23. This should be viewed in the context of larger macro situation. Given the impact of negative operating leverage, this will have a larger impact on our bottom line. All of this is despite our expectation that we'll grow our volumes across key categories with the exception of small appliances. We are using this challenging period to make our cost structures leaner and more efficient and expect to come out of this much stronger. Noteworthy points are as follows. We have hired a group procurement head for the company in November 23. The target is to drive efficiencies and saving in total purchase cost. While a bulk of this would be passed on to customers, which should help us secure new customers as well as increase wallet share with existing customers, we will also retain some part of this saving. As announced in our earlier quarterly call, we have started the process of rationalizing employee costs via the implementation of the recommendations of our consultant. Starting January 2024, quarterly saving of INR 3 to 3.5 million on this account will be visible. We are working on further cost optimization avenues as well. As always, we remain committed to drive value for our customers and shareholders alike. With this, we conclude our opening remarks. We can now open the floor for Q&A. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mr. Vipro Shivastav from InCred. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Just to be clear, so the management is guiding that there will be flat on top line for FY24. Is it right?
That's correct. So we are saying that flat to negative 5%. So that's the range. So we're giving a range because demand seems to be extremely sluggish. And therefore, we are not in a position to give an accurate, absolutely accurate assessment. So we are guiding for a range of 0 to -5%.
And any idea of FY25? Do you expect to grow from that number, or I mean, can you give any thoughts on that?
Look, I think right now it's too early given the weak macro. The situation is that we build up our forecast and revenue guidance on the basis of the annual operating plans that we receive from our customers. Now, what is happening is that the plans that we are receiving are not exactly being adhered to. There is a reasonable amount of variation in that, which is why, if you note, earlier we were guiding for a 10 to 12% growth in this fiscal, but now we are kind of cutting that guidance down to 0 to -5%. The reason for that is that that AOP is not it's just not playing out as envisaged. So I think right now it is a little bit too early to give a guidance for fiscal 25. Allow us maybe another quarter or so, by which time we'll have a clearer picture, and maybe then we can share with you a realistic guidance at that point in time.
And anything on EBITDA margins, do we expect it to remain at this level only, or any improvement or any decrease from here also? Any thoughts on that, EBITDA margins?
Look, if once revenue start going up, of course EBITDA margins will grow. Historically, if you look at our margins, we've always been in a range of 7-7.5%. These are absolutely unusual times where demand is so sluggish that beyond the point to reduce cost becomes extremely challenging. So at some point, every cost at some point and some nature is a fixed cost. So to reduce that becomes extremely difficult. Once revenues start to go up, we are confident that our EBITDA will go up. In point of to what I'm saying, if you look at our gross margins, they have remained steady, in fact gone up 100 basis points. So at a gross margin level, there is no real issue, which means we are able to pass through RM costs and the like. The issue is with the overheads, which, where demand falls beyond a certain point, it becomes very, very difficult to kind of control them, which is what is impacting EBITDA. Trust that kind of makes the position clear.
Right. And debt has been repaid, right? So interest costs will be lower in subsequent quarters, right?
Yes. So you have already seen on a YOY basis, it's down from approximately 4 crores last quarter, last year this quarter, to now about 1.3 crores. It will not become zero because there is some, you know, LC charges, you know, for import, some bank guarantee charges. So it will not become zero, but it will probably remain around this range or slightly lower. So it's not going to become zero.
Sure. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. In the lighting segment, we have seen that there was a moderation from the last two quarters, but we have seen some improvement in the second quarter. So how do you see the business going ahead in the next couple of quarters?
So lighting, based on the plans which we have, we don't see any major increase in the volumes. Pricing is still, there is still a lot of pressure on price and reducing the prices. So overall, at least next quarter, I don't see any major increase. I think it will continue in the same way what we have achieved this quarter. So that's how I see at least the next quarter playing out. Post that, I made a brief comment that we are looking at probably getting out of exclusivity and looking for a favorable resolution by the end of this year. If that opens, and I'm pretty confident happens, then the market opens up for us, and then our guidance of lighting business growing up will be much different than what we are saying right now.
Just to share some more context on the lighting business, we are seeing tremendous amount of price erosion. Just to give you, some examples, if you take the case of battens, which is essentially tube lights, the price at the beginning of this fiscal year, so around, March, April, May, was around close to 100 odd rupees, 105 rupees a batten, which is now, as things stand right now, which is say November 1st week, down to 68 rupees. So in the space of 6-7 months, we've seen an erosion of almost 35%, close to 40%. If you look at volumes on a YOY basis are up 14%, and on a QOQ basis are actually up 23%. So the issue is not so much with volumes, but the unusual nature of price erosion. Now this price erosion has two components, if I may add. One is obviously led by a decline in RM, which is a pass-through kind of thing for us. But there is a lot of push around, changing the engineering and the specifications. So, the height is being reduced, the width is being reduced, products are being re-engineered, if I may use that word. Now, when that happens, obviously the bomb comes down and there is tremendous pressure on that. All this, in our view, is happening because of the weak macro where, the strategy that brands are kind of taking is to kind of get a lower priced product that will help improve sales. So please do view the comments in the context of what is also happening. Thank you.
Okay. Sir, and how has been the festive demand in the month of October and November so far across the segments? And are we facing any challenges in the raw material availability?
There are no challenges in raw material availability per se. So that's one part that is at least relatively easy to speak on. Festive demand is not as per expectation. That said, on a YOY basis, we will still report some growth in Q3. But very honestly, that is possibly because of the base effect, because last year Q3 was a very low base for us. So there will be some growth over and above that, but like I said, that's more around more to do with the base effect. Demand is still fairly weak.
Okay. And sir, have we added any new customers in the medical segment? So we have seen that for the past few quarters the revenue number has been quite muted. So have we added any customers so far?
In medical segment, we have not added. We are right now manufacturing this patented product for our principals. So we have not added any new customer on that. But now the government has opened up and they are now giving orders for this existing product what we are making, which was very, very slow in the previous quarter or quarter before that. So now we are seeing an upward trend into the existing product. This is a different technology, so we are not even right now thinking of adding any new customer in the medical segment. But other segments, yes, we are adding more customers. Just recently, to give you an example, that we have launched a baby bottle sterilizer. It's not medical product, but it's a baby, mother and child product, which is already the trials are over and it is getting launched in January next year. So we should get the revenue and advantage of this product in the coming financial year in a good way. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, and then lastly, on the CapEx side, while we moderated the guidance for FY24, in FY25, what would be the guidance and in which areas are we looking to expand into?
Look, you're asking about the CAPEX for fiscal 25 or just the areas for growth?
Both. So since you moderated the number for 24, so what is our outlook for FY25?
Look, a little bit early to say, but I can give you a broad kind of range. It should be broadly, and it will obviously vary depending on the macro. So as things stand, as we look at it today, probably in the range of 20 to 25 crores for next fiscal. Like I've explained, look, in our line of business, the large CAPEX is required only for land and building, which we are largely through. There remains, a small bit of work pending to expand our facility in Ghaziabad. But by and large, the work has been completed to expand land and building. The plant and machinery assembly lines are per se not that expensive. So in terms of CAPEX, as of now, 20 to 25 crores is the expectation for next fiscal.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those were my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, we would like to remind you that you may press star and one to ask a question. We will wait for a moment for the question queue to assemble. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. We will wait for a moment for the question queue to assemble. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vipro Srivastava from InCred Capital Financial Services Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
I just had one follow-up. So in the small appliances division, how was the client concentration there? Are we diversified or, does a significant portion of revenue come from a single client? How are we positioned there?
So we, in terms of number of customers, yes, it is diversified. But in terms of concentration, probably the top two account for about 75% of business.
Right. And the client, you can't name the client, right? Obviously, right?
Yeah, we can probably take that offline.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. We will wait for a moment for the question queue to assemble. Participants, this is the last reminder for you to ask questions. Please press star and one on your touchtone phone. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah. Please go ahead.
Opportunity. Any closing remarks from your side?
Yeah, this is Kamal Sethia, Managing Director. Thank you all for your time and participating in this earning call. And we are really grateful for your patience and support to the company. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of JM Financial, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.